A slow smile lifted the corner of his mouth. Under different circumstances, the action would have been considered handsomely cheeky. Something that would have gotten me excited about what he had planned. Anxious energy filled me, and I shifted on the bed. He nodded once and then lifted his coffee mug in challenge. Taking a sip, he then moved around the kitchen island to open a closet on the other side of the room. Still carrying his mug, he reached in and grabbed a suit and headed to the bathroom. Returning, clothed in his new outfit, I sucked in a breath at the sight of him. The air scratched my throat and I coughed, bringing his attention to me. He glanced up from adjusting his cuffs. A regular high society prince. His blue eyes twinkled. He knew exactly how he affected me.
Not many escaped the sea as you have. But it seems though it valued your life, it didn't value your comfort. Why is that?
I opened my mouth to respond, but he lifted his hand to silence me at the door. Hovering in the doorframe, he added with a sigh,
"It's not the correct question. The why is predictable. Because it is intriguing. Intriguing enough to keep you alive."
He tapped the door with his palm.
"Perhaps,"
he said more to himself than to me. Then he stared me down to instruct,
"Find some clothes and join me outside."
The door closed behind him, and I was so distracted with his deep blue eyes, I missed seeing his hand grab the handle, making the whole action seem as if done by a phantom. Did I have any choice other than that door? Searching the small studio, there were no windows in the bathroom, so it really was stay in this room or join him outside. Tugging on the hem of his top, I wrung the edges nervously. Was I only going to dress for my execution? Or did what he say give me hope that the king would keep me alive because the sea did? The closet only had a few items. He was a man of simple needs, it seemed. I ran my hands over the fabrics of a few suits, similar to the one he was wearing, almost like a uniform. I'll bet a fancy uniform. And he was probably the only man who decided to hang up a pair of ripped black jeans and a plain black cotton shirt. Next to it was in stark contrast to the easy attire. This was probably what he was referring to when he asked me to get dressed, as it was the only female clothing available, making me wonder if it belonged to his girlfriend. I didn't find any other evidence of him living with another person, but the place was sparse, so a lack of evidence wasn't evidence of a lack of cohabitation. The dress was beautiful, but a bit too revealing on top for meeting my fate. I grabbed the large white shirt, switched it out for the black lounge button-up, then slipped the champagne-colored sparkles over it. Layering never hurt anyone, and the dress cinched in the extra fabric of the shirt, made to cover the large shoulders of a man who most likely waited for me just outside that door. I smoothed out the shirt's wrinkles under the dress and actually thought the combination looked presentable, toning the evening wear down to a more comfortable casual that I wasn't offended by. Better than having my chest on display with the plunging neckline his girlfriend was okay with showing off. I slipped on the heels underneath and forced myself to open the door.